Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, I will never leave you as orphans, but I leave you with the Lord Holy Spirit. And so we learn that He is the strength, He's the power, He is the do-pad of God, and we thank Him for being in our lives, for we are able to do so much through the help of the Lord Holy Spirit, through His guidance, through His power. Those were awesome sounds coming there from Pastor Benjamin Dube, Yiwolawa. 12 minutes, it is just after 2. Today my tongue refuses to speak. My eyes are swollen. I even forgot my glasses. There are things just happening in my body. So, hey, my tongue. Hey, I'm biting my tongue. I try to speak. I'm like, Gandhi, what's happening? So, but no, my body will collect itself. Every part of my being will collect itself. And my speech will be correct and everything will be right. Hey, good evening, is Luma. I try to speak and then my tongue just goes somewhere. Dr. Siboy is laughing at me. Sometimes such is life. Sometimes such is life. My queen, how are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
Yeah, and God is so good. God is so faithful. We are back again. And we are back in the month where we're celebrating our young people. We're celebrating our fathers as well. Today we are looking at our young people and their mental health. You know, I was talking to the family of Radio Pulpit, and I was saying, in the previous times, they used to say our young people, most of them, are affected by depression. A lot of our young people are affected by depression, especially around exam time, especially after exam time. And others are affected by depression because of the peer pressure they're experiencing. Others are affected by depression because of some of the things they desire to have, but they do not have in their families, in their houses, in their homes. And they would even give us symptoms and signs that your young person might be depressed and suicide. But is that all? With the rise of social media and all, do we have new things that our youth are going through mentally as a result of even the social media?
Definitely. Mm. I think now that is the crux. That is where, you know, the core of where the most of the problems they come in. You know, their depression, now it's no longer just school-based. Now it's global because we've opened up this global world called the internet. So they're affected by more things. Some of the things are even foreign to our own countries or our own home states. And because they're learning all of these things, and, you know, depression, yes, it is a global factor, but unfortunately, with our youth and the internet, they are learning even more things that put them even to further depression than what they would have been going through. Yeah. So where before it used to be like exams, like you just said, they just go through exam depression. Then now they go through the internet. Now they have to go through teenage pregnancy, promiscuity, violence. Everything is heightened. Everything is overly exaggerated. Mm. And that does take a knock on them. Definitely. Now we're facing new challenges than what we are used to.
Mm. So we're facing new challenges that are even foreign to us. But when now our young people are going through that and they experience depression, suicidal thoughts, bullying, and all that would affect their mental health, are we able to reach them? Is it possible with foreign things that we do not even know that they are exposed to because of social media platforms?
We can be able to reach them. So what the trend now that has been happening, it's very, very sad. That we have got access to them. But however, when we tell them, as in families or close people, they tend not to hear us because now they want the global space to validate them. So this validation also now becomes a problem because we've seen a trend where now they are committing suicide online. which is so sad when you're watching somebody commit suicide and they are writing these messages to say, this is the last time you're going to see me, and I'm drinking this poison, and it's live on Instagram, Facebook, and all of these things. So that gratification that they're looking for, they're looking for something bigger than what we can give them, and to say that, no, please don't do it, or whatever the attention that they are seeking. So it's not that they are not reachable, but maybe we are not now speaking the language that they are looking for.
And,
so the awareness.
I'm listening to you, Dr. Siwo, talking about that, and I'm thinking to myself, we are living in a sick society where people would say, do it, do it, do it, whilst the person is saying, I'm taking this. I mean, okay, when you're talking about the validation, I remember that when our children go to school for the first time and they meet teacher for the first time, nothing that we say in the house matters. They want what the teacher says. And so if you're not saying it like the teacher, you're incorrect. You're not right. And so now they are seeking such validation from social media platforms, which can even lead them to depression. That is disturbing.
It's very much disturbing. And what's even more disturbing is that the age, we're finding that they're becoming younger and younger. You know, where with matriculants or high school pupils or the first years of graduation, we knew that mostly that's when they have most of the issues. Mm. But now it is the age group is becoming younger and younger. And they find that the bullying, now it's no longer at the, you know, the playground where they will bully you about something silly or petty in class. Not that we're taking the bullying away from it, you know, the hurt from it. But now you are being bullied at a global scale.
Mm.
Where some people with negative or really dark spirit, they're really mean people, they will encourage you to kill yourself. They will encourage you to do all of these silly things. I mean, one of the things was this young man, very, very young, I think he's 13, playing with a gun, and the encouragement is like, oh, I'm going to kill myself, but it was a joke trying to get the attention. And he did this live, and as the more comments like, do it, do it, do it, he did it accidentally, but he actually shot himself because he didn't think that there was a bullet in the gun, but there was one that was lodged in there, and he shot himself and he died.
Hmm.
So that's how bad it has become, where now the danger of your life, it has become somebody else's entertainment, or your depression has become somebody else's entertainment.
I think we desensitized people with your reality TV, where people would see what other people are all about in their lives, in their houses, in their families, to an extent that even when a person does that, nobody is there to rescue them. But it is like, do it, do it. Because, reality TV, you know, it's normal. People are desensitized to such things. Then it means our young people are not safe where social medias are concerned. And yet we give them these expensive gadgets to use that?
No, definitely they are not safe. And that's why we're trying to encourage parents to actually parent their kids, to look at these gadgets, to see what it is that is going on, because left to for them to fend themselves in such a global scale, it's very, very dangerous. Not everybody there is your friendly neighbor. That friendly neighbor could be
the boogeyman.
The boogeyman, indeed. I mean, we've had child trafficking, we've had, you know, child pornography, we've had all of these heinous things, and they do affect the kids' mental health. Because nobody is mending what they are doing on their phones. When you go into the internet, it does not say this is the age group. And even if we told them the age group, they still lie. They still lie and they go through all of that. So with the reality TVs, it's one of those life mimicking arts. The problem is when it comes to real life, there is no more the art because you are
there
now.
There are no second takes.
Nothing is scripted, because that's what they forget, is that they are scripted with these reality shows. And now you're going to try and get, because of that instant gratification or wanting that instant fame, you want to go pull the most, you know, absurd stunts that you could possibly do. So it really is important that we do parent and manage this social media beast. Yes, it has done a lot of good, but we've also seen the dark side of it.
Some would even engage in dangerous trends that are up there and happening in these social media platforms where you find they're choking each other until you feel like you're dying. And there's apparently there's a high on that. There's so many things that they're doing. Now, as an adult who's outside, who's looking at this, a parent who's raising a young person, be it they are in tertiary, be it in they are in high school, in primary, can we tell if our young person is going through a period of stress or depression or what anxiety of some sort? Because now, yes, in the past, we would know that if they're giving their stuff that they love, maybe you bought them a cell phone or you bought them some nice jeans, and now they are giving those expensive nice jeans to others. They are giving away their best possessions to others, and they are talking about death. Then you can suspect suicide. If they're locking themselves in their rooms, they don't want to eat, they don't want to talk, or sometimes they eat too much, then you can suspect stress and depression. But now, are we able to tell? Are there telltales to these, especially now that they are awakened to another world that we are not in sometimes as parents?
Sometimes, you know, because we are so, like you say, desensitized to everything that is actually happening around us, it is difficult to tell, and especially if they're also being trained by social media not to tell. Because now snitches got stitches, so we are not allowed to say anything about any of the bullying. And us as parents, because now we are so desensitized to seeing the problems where eating too much is part of the social media, you know, all of these things, all of these telltale signs that you are talking about. So monitoring and having that time, having that one-on-one with your kids, just finding out about how their day is, who their friends are, what is happening. So sometimes it's even their friends, you know, who'll be able to tell you on what is going on. Because they've become so good to hide behind the screen. And when I mean the screen, they are cell phones, they are TVs, anything that's going to give them that information, we hide behind them. And when we come in, what's the harm with a little internet? What's the harm with a little bit of TV? I mean, it's all educational. Yes, but what kind of education are they getting? Some of the education is teaching your kids how to kill themselves. It's teaching your kids how to sell themselves into porn sites. It's teaching them kids how to expose themselves to child trafficking. So not all of it is good education. So we need to, you know, investigate a little bit more, especially if they are underage. The older ones, I would encourage them to have this conversation, find out what is happening in their world, what their interests are. Because if a child wanted to be a doctor, now all of a sudden they are interested in killing people and the series that they watch. And, you know, that should tell them that something has changed here. The attitude has also changed, you know. It is taking that time and getting to know your child and be with your child.
That is very important. I always ask myself, what is it that we are doing? Where are we missing it as parents, as guardians, where our children are concerned? What are we doing wrong? What can we do right to correct the situation? Because some parents would talk about a child who's moody, and they do not understand where it comes from. But when you look at the family setups, there's no communication, as you said. Nobody asks them, how are you doing? How was your day? Nobody asks them all of that. So the child is basically raising themselves.
It's become the best babysitters. It has become the best pacifier. When back in the olden days, the pacifier was just a rubber tip. And now it is the social media. You know, you don't get to annoy me. I'm tired. I come from work. Why should I have to deal with you? Go watch TV. Do the TikTok thing. Do the things. Forgetting that what's actually out there, it could be the very same thing that is sending your child back to you to look for that comfort, because it is a scary world. Some of the things you can imagine, the kids that have witnessed all these other children committing suicide online. Now you're running back to your mom to find, or your dad or your parent to find that comfort, to say it is okay. It is a traumatic thing that you've seen. That traumatic scene has stayed with you, but nobody is understanding that you said, well, it's just internet, and they send you back there. Because now I don't want to deal with you and everything that you've seen. It's children's things. Don't worry about it. You'll get over it. But yet, this is an actual thing. It was done live. I've seen the thing. I am
real time. Real time.
Real time. I'm very much depressed, and I don't know what to do. Mom, Dad, please help me. But all you're getting, internet. We are not interested. We're not focused on your schoolwork.
What I'm hearing right now is that we are failing our children. We are not there. Our children are alone, basically.
Unfortunately. And I wish it was that simple to say that they are alone, because they're actually not alone.
They are with the internet. They got other teachers. Yeah, they got other teachers.
Who is teaching what to our kids? I mean, if you look at the... we won't solely blame it on the internet, but if you look at the rate of promiscuity, these kids are at 10 years. They're already engaging in things that they should not be engaging in as a 10-year-old.
Mm.
You know, they understand things that you would not. If you took the time to understand what your kid was watching, you would kill anybody who would show your kids the things that they are seeing.
Mm.
You must remember that sometimes the other person is a 50-year-old pedophile who's sitting in some prison somewhere and is luring your child to come and see them.
Sure.
And when they do unspeakable things, then we wonder, but how? How did even my child get into that space? It's because we are not actually monitoring all of those things.
So, I guess sometimes it's also frustrating for the parent. I remember watching they're making mini documentaries, I don't know what to call them, mini whatevers, like a couple of minutes long, where a child is talking to somebody they don't know on the other side of the line, and they're making arrangements to meet this person. And while they're doing that, the producers are talking to the parents to say, we are talking to your daughter or to your son. This is how your son is responding. He hasn't met Johnny, who is supposed to be 15, as your daughter is 15 or whoever. And so they are arranging at night. She will be jumping out the window. She'll be opening the door whilst it's... I was watching some parents frustrated at their 15-year-old who was coming in at 3 o'clock, and the father thought it was a robber. And so with these producers, they arrange, the parent comes to the space where the child is lured to, and the child does come. And the mother would say, or the father would say, no, my daughter won't come. My son won't come. No, I've taught them right. They know. We don't talk to strangers. They know. No, I know that she said, and then the next thing, the child shows up.
The power of peer pressure. The power of peer pressure within the young people, that's what parents tend to forget. Yes, I've taught my child to do this, but you taught your child they were about a knee height, with stranger danger, we don't do these things. Now as they're growing and they find their independence, who's monitoring that independence? Or who is modeling what that independence look like? It's the peer pressure. They're more likely to listen to their friend who's actually done this thing and they've gone away with it. So your child that you have taught correctly will now dismiss everything that they've learned, and they're going to do what they are friends, because they want to fit in. Again, that instant gratification. They want to feel part of the team. They want to feel important. So they'll definitely do it. It doesn't mean that you have not taught them. While you were teaching them, you let go of the hand because you thought they're independent enough to remember everything that you have. But society changes so much that we still need to hold their hand till the very end.
I was watching a certain drama with my mom, and I kept on saying, but she never learns. And my mom kept on saying, but she's a teenager, you know?
Exactly.
And I'm like, but she got her hands burnt last time. And my mom says, she's a teenager. You know teenagers? Okay, let's come back and talk about how we can rescue our children. I know number one prayer is the number one thing that we can do, praying for our children. We need that daily. If you can, whenever you think about that child, say a word of prayer onto their lives, whether they're at school, wherever they're at, just say a prayer for them. But let's come out and come back, I mean, talk to Dr. Mkize and find out more on what we can do to rescue and help our children. as we take the sounds of Tony McClarkin, Stand. And it's 29 minutes just before 3 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
After you've done all you can, stand. After you've prayed and cried and done everything, keep standing. The Lord is right there with you. You are not alone. He is coming through. Help is definitely coming your way. Giving you the sounds of, Pastor Tony McClurkin and the song Stand. I'm not alone. I'm talking to Dr. Mkize, Sibo Mkize. We're talking about mental issues affecting our young people. And we are with you up until 3 o'clock. Do you remember, 3 o'clock we're saying bye-bye. And Germany, Johan Els will come through with something else. And afterwards, Ayanda Nenemba takes you through with Spectrum. And she'll be with you up until 6 o'clock. There's a message for you here. My queen, it's from Kilebuhile Kivit, and she says, "Hi, my high school friend. I am so proud of you, girl. Powerful."
Oh my gosh.
So trying to read it in her tone. Yeah. And so,
yeah. Oh, that is so sweet. Hey, girl, how you doing?
I like that. And yeah, family, you can talk to us. 012-334-1322 is the number that you can dial. And Chisel Smeron, whether you're asking questions or you're sharing your commands, 012-334-1322. Our WhatsApp Telegram line, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. Our SMS line, 37871, 37871. Do remember that you will be charged just 154, your SMS. It's a little bit, okay, you're just giving just a little bit. Nyana, katubo po nyana, ewe 150, when you're using SMS. But WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And the telephone line, 012-334-1322. My queen, when we parted, when we went to the song, we said when we're coming back, we're talking about how to rescue our young people. Because it's even hard for us to tell. Sometimes you just like, maybe they're moody because they're teenagers. It might be worse than what you think. So how do we rescue our children? How do we get closer to them? What can we change in our houses and families? Yes, number one, you mentioned, know what your children are doing on their cell phones. I know there are now apps where you can have your children and see that, your Sibongile is on this website. Switch it off and you call them. You're like, okay, why are you there? Because we have agreed. And it says 18. You're only 12. Mm-hmm. What are you doing there? So, because now they can even unlock the protection part. They know where to go. They know the cell phone more than us. They know the gadgets more than us. But you can monitor with some of the apps. So know what is in their gadgets. What else can we do in our houses and change?
At home, most of the signs, other than just say normal, we're talking something a little bit outside of the normal. So if you see like they've got usual, you know, they're very much irritable. you know, yes, we know they can be irritating, but this, we're taking a little bit more exaggerated irritation. And they've got this anger outburst, and they've got fatigue. Most of the time, yes, we know they are lazy, but there's a difference between being lazy and somebody who's fatigued and lethargic, and they're just tired. And they've got, you know, when you are depressed, your body also takes a knock. And now they are constantly sick. They've got aches and pains. They're developing illnesses. It doesn't have to be something big, but it could be constant headaches, could be constant stomach cramps. It's something that the body is just, you know, trying to fight this depression, because depression can lead into other illnesses. You know, they are great at school. These are just telltale signs. They are great at school. If you have an A student, and then the next term, they're all the way to a D. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. And we normally constantly just think that it's, oh, no, you are not studying enough, not understanding. Like, there could be a bigger picture here. So grades, most of the time, they will tell you. And now they, if it's something at school, they want to drop out of school, they're not interested, and they will do anything to get out of going to school, including bunking schooling. And for us, it used to be a big felony if you're to bunk school. For them, they'll find ways. They'll walk around and loiter around malls because they just don't want to go to school. But when things like that happen, this is where now we become parents. Ask. Ask. You might not get the answer that you're looking for immediately, but keep asking. Sometimes we don't need to be friendly with our kids in order to save their lives. We need to parent. And parenting, you will get rejected so many times. Put on your tough skin and keep asking, what is wrong? How was your day? Even they say, Mom, you're irritating. I tell you every day school was fine. Keep asking. And when you keep asking, you have to keep an open mind that it's not about you. It's about this little person that you are raising and grooming into this world. It's not about you. So when they're going to answer you and tell you openly to say, you know what, my friend so-and-so was having an intercourse with a grown man, and I don't know how to feel about that. I feel like it's wrong for me. You cannot get upset, because now it really isn't about you. You need to find ways to open up to them. Even if you get counseling to say, this is what my daughter is going through, and I need help on how to handle that situation. Because if you open up, you're giving them that platform to come and talk to you about whatever it is that they're seeing. And now you've got the opportunity to rectify that, to say, no, but it was not a consensual, you know, intercourse. Like you said, it could be a 12-year-old. You were actually raped. Let me explain.
It's statutory rape.
How did you even get to
yes.
that point? Mm. You know, statutory rape. How did you even get to that point? Mm. At what size did you get them? So now you get the opportunity, because if you're going to now, you know, come so hard down on them, we're not saying that we should not discipline our kids, but also listening to them, it is also forms part of that discipline, because now you've got the opportunity to steer them in the right direction. So keep asking. Remember that it's not about you. You know, if it is too big for you to handle, instead of blowing up, find help. Like I said, go talk to some other parents. They could be going through this thing. Mm. Go to your elders. They could assist you with this thing. Like you said, with your mom. You know, that's an elder who can always tell you, like, no, but they are teenagers. Hey, this is what happened when you were going through this. This is how I worked it out, you know. So find help. Go through therapy. Go through counseling. There is help somewhere. Sometimes it is us that actually push our kids to depression, because we don't allow them the space, the safety to come and open up. It is a different world. It's not like when you and me were growing up, there was no way that we can talk about the things that we see, especially when the morality says you cannot talk about intercourse with your parents, you cannot talk about finances or banking or smoking or drugs. That is taboo to be talking to your parents. These days, we want them to come and talk to us. And also, open up with yourself. Start talking about these things, you know. Talk about them, about drugs. Teach them before they even come to you that, you know, in this world of drug addicts, this is what drugs do. This is what they do. I do not want that for you.
Mm.
These are the things that you start also now engaging into their world. Learn what it is, what is happening out there, so that you can teach and open up to them. Teach them that this is what's happening. So that's also another way to guide them, because if you are coming to them before they come to you, the day it happens to them, it's easy for them to come back to you to say, Mom, Dad, remember we had this conversation. This is what happened. Somebody offered me drugs at school, but I remember this is what you said about drugs.
So you must
always remember that being a parent is also being a teacher. So you cannot close up and think that they're going to come to you.
Sure.
And remember, this one, we like to compare our kids. When they come to you, you must remember that you're becoming their little therapist. They need a safe space. Don't now go and compare them to so-and-so. Because now they're going to want to go prove that I am not like so-and-so. Either they're going to do something worse than that, or now it's going to turn them all the way to depression. You are knocking that confidence down. We are trying to get them back into the light.
Okay.
Most importantly, you pray. Pray. Yeah. For your kids. We are dealing with demonic spirits that, you know, disguise themselves as these angelic beings. They are up to no good. Pray and teach your children how to come to you with their problems.
All right. I'm also, okay, I have a family member who's asking, is it possible that the grades can go up, but yet you still read the other signs, but they are excelling in their grades?
Yes, it is very much so. Some kids, they will even go to such an extent that it's a form of punishment, that they are so depressed and they feel they are not worthy, and they will drive themselves. The drive is to try and prove themselves that they can do it, but they still feel that they are not enough. So their grades are going up because they are putting in the work, but their emotional and mental state is deteriorating. And then you find somebody who is being, remember that depression, it doesn't have a sticker sign that says, you know, where you're going to see in your forehead that you are sick, because it is an illness. So it doesn't have that. You see somebody like, but they were doing so well at their grades. What happened? And when you go now and do the investigation, you'll find that even them doing well in their grades, it was a form of a coping mechanism, because they were trying to feel adequate. They were trying to feel that they do belong. So let me fix something. This one is within my control while everything else is going wrong around me. Unfortunately, that world, it consumed them. Because as much as they tried to impress you, Mom, to impress you, Dad, I just felt I was not enough in your eyes. So this is the best that I could do, and I've got nothing else to give you to make you happy. So I'm checking out.
May the Lord help us. May He give us wisdom in how to dealing with these. And I think throughout this month, even if we can have you twice again, talking about some of these challenges that they're faced with and how to go about dealing with these, I think it's very important. For example, bullying. Some of the parents don't even know what to do or what to say to their children. When it was back then, your parent would say, I'll smack you. I'll smack you too. You need to know how to fight. And so you'd be like, yo, I need to fight. And then you start fighting. But now things have changed. Some children are even bullied at school, but nobody knows about it. And what do you do as a parent? What do you do as a young person as well? So I think we need to talk more about this. Let's close it for our discussion today. What do we say in closure, Queen?
The best advice, firstly, prayer, because we are fighting with a very dark entity. So pray for your kids, pray for protection over your kids. We really are dealing with a dark entity. Secondly, it's time we understand, like you said, times are no longer the same. We as parents, we need to relearn how to parent the kids of today, this generation. We need to relearn how to parent. How we were parents, it was different. They are in a different generation, different world altogether. So we need to relearn how to do that. Be present in your kids' lives. Yes, we do understand that, you know, they can be, they can be testy, but it's a small price to pay when you are in your kids' lives. Be involved in, know who even their friends are. We don't even know who our kids' friends are. We don't even know who their parents are. You know, get back into that whole entire community. If you're going to have this village that you have exposed your children to, at least know who are the village members. Mm. Know what they're talking about. Know what's happening into their world. That will give you the quickest indication of what is going on in your child's life. So it will be easy to tell, you know, when they are not in a good space or something has irritated them. Get to understand what are they like, their behavior in school. Talk to their teachers. They will tell you that your child is actually the bully here in school, you know. Or they will tell you, but if you don't engage, if you're going to be scared to parent, then you have lost that child. And sometimes we become so scared to parent, we'd rather just be friends with our kids. Remember what they are friends. They are true friends are teaching them. At some point, you have to put on that iron mask and be the parent. Find out. I would rather you be angry with me for being nosy in your life than to lose you completely.
Yeah. No, it's very important actually to know exactly what's happening in my life rather than being in the dark and not even showing concern. Then I take it, you don't like me. You don't care about me. So, I'll just do whatever that pleases me. But no, thank you so much for talking to us, Dr. Mkhize. For family members who'd like to talk to you directly, how do they do so? Are you reachable?
Yes, very much so. They can WhatsApp us or give us a call on 081-374-5325.
Thank you so much, my queen, for talking to us. We should talk to you again before June ends. We need this. We really need this for the sake of our children. We need this. May God awesomely keep keeping you and blessing you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
And yes, family, if you'd like to be in touch with Dr. Sibo Mkhize, she is available on 081-374-5325. It's 081-374-5325. And please know, please call me. Send a message on WhatsApp or call her and talk to her. She's one of our social workers, our psychologist, yes, in South Africa. One of our psychologists in South Africa, not a social worker, but a psychologist. So she does counseling for family members. So 081-374-5325. I am signing out. Let's meet again tomorrow right here on Heart to Heart from 12 up until 3. And up until then, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Sis Irene Rachel Mahlangu, thank you so much for tuning in and being with us. Saying thank you so much, my queens. Very informing. Eye opener. And may the Lord Holy Spirit guide us as parents, as guardians, and help us to always be ahead of what the enemy would try to do to snatch our children from us and from the Lord. So let's continue to stand in the gap, praying for your children, laying hands on them whenever you can, and praying for them wherever they cross your mind. Just pray for them. Abuchek says heavy stuff, but we are able to conquer through Jesus Christ, who is our strength and who is our hope and wisdom at all times. Family, love you. Have a great one. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Pastor Stephen Obukiri, and the song is Baya Danki.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details.
or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.